Good day, and welcome to the Everglory International Group first quarter 2015 earnings conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Wilson Bao of Everglory International Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to Everglory International's first quarter 2015 earnings conference call. Before we begin, we would like to take a moment to go through the company's safe harbor policy. The statements contained in the conference call, which are not historical facts, may be deemed to constitute forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual future results may differ materially from those projected in such statements due to a number of risks and uncertainties, all of which are described in the company's filings with the SEC. Everglory does not undertake any obligation to update forward-looking statements, except as required by applicable law. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Jason Wang, Chief Financial Officer, who will provide a financial review. Jason, please.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Everglory's first quarter 2015 earnings conference call. I would like to use this time to highlight the key points in the first quarter of 2015. Total sales for the quarter were $97.9 million, a decrease of 7.7% compared to $106 million in the first quarter of last year. This decrease was mainly due to a 2.9% decreased sales in retail business, as well as a 15.6% decreased sales in wholesale business. For the first quarter of 2015, retail sales from the company's branded fashion apparel retail division decreased 2.9% to $64.6 million compared to $66.6 million last year. This decrease was mainly due to the decrease in same-store sales. Everglory had 1,206 retail stores as of March 31, 2015, compared to 976 retail stores at March 31, 2014. For the first quarter of 2015, wholesale sales decreased 19.6% to $33.3 million compared to $39.4 million last year. This decrease was mainly due to decreased sales in the Germany, France, Europe, other, Japan, and United States, partially offset for increased sales in the United Kingdom and Republic of China. Total gross profit for the quarter increased 18.7% to $30.6 million compared to $25.8 million last year. Total gross margin increased 700 basis points to 31.3% compared to 24.3% last year. Gross profit for retail business increased 19.4% to $23.5 million compared to $19.6 million last year. Gross margin increased 680 basis points to 36.3% compared to 29.5% last year. The increase was mainly due to decreased production costs and rent costs. Gross profit for wholesale business increased 16.5% to $7.2 million compared to $6.1 million last year. Gross margin increased 519 basis points to 21.5% compared to 15.6% last year. The increase was mainly due to decreased raw material costs, as well as our strategy to to focus on sales to higher margin wholesale customers. Selling expenses for the quarter increased 25.6% to 20.3 million compared to 16.1 million last year. As a percentage of sales, selling expenses increased 550 basis points to 20.7% compared to 15.2% last year. The increase was mainly due to the increased average salaries and increased number of stores, leading to increased number of retail employees, as well as the increased store decoration and marketing expenses associated with the promotion of the retail brand. General and administrative expenses for the quarter increased 8.1% to 6.9 million compared to 6.4 million last year. As a percentage of total sales, general and administrative expenses increased 110 basis points to 7.1% compared to 6% last year. The increase was mainly due to an increase in payroll for additional management and design and marketing staff. Income from operations for the quarter increased 5.4% to 3.4 million compared to 3.3 million last year. As a percentage of sales, income from operations increased 40 basis points to 3.5% compared to 3.1% last year. Net income for the first quarter of 2015 and 2014 was 2.4 million respectively. Basic and diluted earnings per share were 16 cents for the first quarter of 2015 and 2014 respectively. Finally, I want to express my thanks to our investors for your continuing support and confidence in our management team. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on this morning's call. Thank you all. Hello.
That does conclude today's teleconference. We thank you all for your participation.